Thank you, Madam Speaker. Mankind has existed on this beautiful blue marble that we call Earth for nearly 200,000 years. Yet just 118 years ago, we learned to fly in our own planet's atmosphere. As a nation, we're thirsty for something to rally behind, something that unifies us, something that we can all be invested in, be intrigued by, be passionate about, and something to be positive about. There isn't a better movement to get behind than our nation's modern space program. Some question the value of spending precious taxpayer dollars to overcome our planet's gravity to go to space, but those people aren't seeing the big picture. In the early 1900s, many questioned the value of spending so much capital and risking so many lives in hopes of conquering flight. And now we can't imagine a world in which we don't have the luxury of modern aviation. And we had no idea that a little canvas glider on the beaches of North Carolina would evolve into the modern fighter jet. We have no choice but to think outside of the box, think outside of our own solar system even, to make sure that we do not only understand the answers to the most profound questions, but to also discover new questions for tomorrow that we can't even fathom asking today. We have no choice but to better understand the extensions of God's creations, to know if we are alone in the universe, to know if there's a second home somewhere out there beyond our sights and imaginations. Failing to press on is a disservice to previous generations who have sacrificed so much and worked so hard to get us here today. And failing to press on is a disservice to current and future generations who benefit from our progress today. You see, space is a domain where we as a nation can thrive, but it's also a domain where we can be vulnerable and susceptible to the malicious intent of foes such as China, Russia, and Iran. There are existential threats right now in space. Any decisions on our part to divest from this adventure will not dissuade our foes from advancing their own space programs. It would only serve to highlight a massive strategic vulnerability and potentially create capability gaps that will be impossible to fill in the future. A path of divestment is an unforgiving one, and the damage is irreparable. While we as a nation currently hold an advantage in space, our lead, like the nearly 118 years that separates today from the Wright brothers' flight in 1903, can vanish in the blink of an eye. In this new frontier, time is as precious as money, and now is not the time to slow down. As big as space is, we must as a nation be bigger as a united team. As a nation, we must recognize that this investment in our future is more than science and curiosity. It's more than resolve and perseverance. It's more than just discovery and challenges. It's about survival, excellence, and inspiration. It's about national security, and it's about planetary security against threats that are not slowing down. It's about a new golden era for the American space program. As a result of the construction of the International Space Station, we have not had all humans together on this planet for over 20 years. That's remarkable to think about. In 2020, SpaceX, who's a critical commercial partner in our quest of low-cost and frequent space travel, averaged one rocket launch every 2 weeks. That's 26 launches in a year, or almost three times the number of flights that the space shuttle did in its best year. Earlier this year, NASA successfully landed a JPL's Mars rover on the Martian surface for the fifth time. We were the first and only nation to have done this until recently, when the UAE and China just landed on Mars. In April, we flew a helicopter in the Martian atmosphere. No other nation has done that, but the United States now has. In 2024, we plan to again land Americans on the moon and further make history with the first woman on the moon. Still to this day, no other nation has done that. During our lifetimes, we will land Americans on Mars. No other nation has done that, and the U.S. will be the first. As Americans, we are, in fact, exceptional, and our successes in space are testimony to this. We should take pride in those successes, take pride in our exceptionalism, especially in the space domain. In 1962, JFK had to inspire us with his moonshot speech. But today, we have no excuses to not be inspired. And we in Congress have no excuses to not support these exceptional programs in earnest and with pride. We have no choice.